Hello, Perspectives listeners. What kind of impact do the voices you hear on this show have on your life? Listening to personal stories like these is a free service, but you can help us keep it free for everyone by texting KQED to 90999 now on your mobile phone to donate $5. Message and data rates may apply. Terms at mgive.org/t.
My high school classmates are from all over the world. They travel a lot to visit their families and even for school trips to countries like France and Mexico. When friends ask why I can't travel, I say my family can't afford it. But really, it's because I might never be able to return home to the U.S. I consider myself Mexican-American, but because my birth certificate says Mexico instead of United States, there are a lot of things I'm not able to do in this country, even though I've lived here since I was 2 years old. Not being a U.S. citizen wasn't a handicap when I was younger. I just knew I had to be careful about telling people I was born in Mexico. My family wants to begin the naturalization process, but we're scared of what might happen. We have family friends who've tried and ended up getting deported. We have no idea what to do. Now that I'm applying to college, my immigration status has become a big worry. When Senate Republicans filibustered the DREAM Act in September, it was a big disappointment for me. Without the DREAM Act, I can't receive any financial aid, UC scholarships, or student loans. And then there's the fact that getting a degree might not guarantee me a great job. I don't have a Social Security number or other documentation employers look for, so finding a job that pays me well will be difficult. I've actually thought about going to live in Mexico and getting a job there. Because I speak fluent English and Spanish, it would be easy to get a job as a translator. Still, I can't imagine living in Mexico. I loved being there on vacation, but I knew I'd be returning home to the U.S. There have been times where I've asked myself why I'm working so hard when my status is working against me. I felt like giving up. It's scary. I have no idea how my parents and I will be able to pay for my education without help. But my parents always taught me that an education is the best way to get ahead in life, and I'm not going to let them down. With a Perspective, I'm Estefania.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.